I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake shook up four countries in Southeast Asia. By God's grace, no deaths have been reported yet. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says the group of kids they just moved to Myanmar are safe too. Now that they've reached the children's home in Myanmar, the kids can finally pursue their life dreams.
The most common answer that we hear when we ask them what they want to do when they grow up is either be a teacher, they want to be a missionary, they want to be a pastor. So a lot of these kids are going to go out and they'll actually reach more people with the gospel. I just feel like this is a response to prayers for God to send laborers into his harvest fields.
Check out Vision Beyond Borders' work at our website. They're coming alongside Christians in other countries to reach the unreached, kind of like this next group, the Deaf Bible Society. They're working hard to engage one of the world's largest unreached people groups with the gospel, the deaf. J.R. Bucklew with the Deaf Bible Society.
Technology has really given us a platform in the last few years to take the gospel to the deaf unlike any other time in history.
And just handing them a Bible won't work. Written languages are a deaf person's second language.
Sign language and spoken languages are very different. American Sign Language is not English with gestures. It's a completely different language with its own grammar rules, syntax, and everything.
To help reach the deaf people group, DBS is offering a free resource kit. You can get yours, learn more about it, and find prayer points at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With that free resource kit from the Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Request yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.